Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
While we didn't have a white Christmas, is it possible to have a green one by disposing of excess waste in a sustainable way? Christmas is a time of indulgence and gifts, but it can also leave behind a hefty amount of material. Between wrapping paper, batteries and a Christmas tree, what is the best way to dispose of these items to make way for the new year? To find out more about the services available in Limerick, I caught up with Pauline McDonough, Senior Executive Scientist with the Regional Waste Planning Office.
Well, the advice is, okay, to try and separate out as much waste as you possibly have. As you just said there, we're overwhelmed sometimes when we see the big mountain that we've created. And almost, you know, an awful lot of that material will be recyclable if you start to separate it. So as a rule of thumb, all the things that go into your dry recycling bin are cardboard, all plastics, whether they're rigid or soft. Plastic bottles and cans can all go in there as well. So paper and cardboard, plastics, soft and rigid, and then all things like your drinks bottles. So really important not to put any food waste into your recycling bin. Or also things like electrical items or batteries.
And for someone, say, in their New Year's resolution is to be a bit little more efficient with their waste and maybe recycle a bit better, what tips would you give them for their household and how they have everything organised?
Yeah, so really important that we all start to separate food waste. Sometimes we forget about the food waste and we put it in with our general waste. And when food waste is put into the general waste, it ends up as a lost resource. So instead, if we put it into our brown bin, it can be converted into compost or green renewable energy. So it's really important to separate out the food waste. And remember, with your food waste for your brown bin, it can be both cooked and raw material. The most important thing I think we should all do is stop and think, okay, do I really need this every time we're buying something, or have I done a list before I go shopping?
Maybe you've yet to set a New Year's resolution. Could becoming more sustainable be the best way to start? I met Sinead MacDonald of Limerick City and County Council to find out what steps you can take to be more eco-friendly and the services available throughout the county to help you.
After all our warm, cosy, peaceful Christmases, we now have to think about how we manage our waste and all the rest of it. So I'm going to start with the Christmas tree, if that's okay. So Christmas trees, throughout the real trees, okay, throughout the month of January at our Limerick recycling centres in Mungra, Kilmallock, Newcastle West, and also in Gerta Drumma, Christmas trees will be accepted for the whole month of January. There's a limit of 2 cars per tree. And you ring 069 82339 for Gerta Drumma, but you can look up limerickrecyclingcentres.ie for the details of our civic communities or recycling centres and when they're open and that. Okay, so just make sure a site is open before you go there. And then we have 3 additional individual dates around the city. And Saturday the 6th of January, it will be Our Lady of Lourdes, Childers Road. Friday the 12th of January, Watch House Cross Complex, Moyross. And on Saturday the 13th of January, it's Musgrave's Car Park, Park Road, Ribogue. That's between 9:30 and 3 p.m. on those days only. All of the trees in both the recycling centres and here will be shredded for use in the parks as bark mulch and stuff like that. Okay, so really, really important. You don't leave trees lying around thinking somebody's going to pick them up, and you don't leave them after the dates or before the dates that were mentioned.
Okay, perfect. And for things like, say, big cardboard boxes and things like that, what can be recycled after Christmas?
All the cardboard, wrapping paper, all of that sort of stuff can be recycled. Take off, if you've tinsel or plastic ribbon or anything, take off those bits from it. But all the hard plastic, all of those things, you know, your tubs for your sweets, all of those things can be recycled. Your Christmas cards, your Christmas envelopes, all into your dry recyclable collection.
And where in Limerick can people recycle if they want to make a trip?
Well, I think the main thing is to use your dry recyclable collection well. So flatten things before you put them in, because obviously there'll be a lot more. Put your wrapping paper in and that. But then if you have additional stuff, go to the recycling centre. So they're in Kilmallock, Mungret and Newcastle West, and their opening times are 10, and the last person they take in is 4:45, and it's €5 in for a car, and that's a carload of stuff that can be accepted there. Also remember things like batteries at Christmas, huge amount of batteries are used at Christmas, and make sure that batteries are separated out for recycling. And if I can mention, don't like them, hope nobody gets them for Christmas, vapes. But vapes are electrical waste and they need to go into battery recycling. A really important thing. And the best thing to do is for the new year, quit if you're on those things. But they're a terrible type of waste. But they actually are, and there's a lot of, particularly those single use ones, very problematic for the environment.
And for anyone who maybe got something at Christmas that they perhaps don't want and would like to, what should they do with it?
Well, I think regifting is always a possibility. That's from within. Certainly sometimes where I work we do a little regifting station where we bring things in and we circulate. I saw one of my colleagues one day left lovely toiletries in the bathroom that people could use in the staff bathroom, if you like. But then the other thing to do is to come to stores like Vision Ireland or the Cancer Society or St Vincent de Paul and all those, give them there. Give them to a charity or give them to a charity that can use them.
One last question. Is there any materials that perhaps people might think they could throw into the recycling bin but shouldn't?
Well, I suppose at Christmas, watch the things that have food on them in particular. And we always advise people to buy the plainest wrapping paper possible, but also even think of alternatives to wrapping paper in the first place. So can you find that nice magazine article that somebody will love and you can wrap that gift in that, you know, or material or whatever it might be. So, but no, there a huge amount of plastic film, soft plastics now are all recyclable again. But the whole thing, clean, dry, loose for your dry recycling. But that's the key thing to remember, clean, dry and loose.
To find out more about where your local recycling centres are, limerick.ie is a fantastic resource filled with information and tips on the services available in your area.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.